You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison.
Yeah.
Off of Beltline. Been having a blast all day long. And right now, we surely will, because it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle,
how's it going today, man?
It's good, guys. Sounds like you guys have a great crowd in there today.
Yes, we do, and that's what the Friday football feast does bring, and we always appreciate that. Kyle, can you confirm that somebody on the sideline recently name-dropped you?
Yes. The other day I was walking off of the field and into one of the tunnels at AT&T during the second preseason game, and they had the flag runners, the guys that wear the white button-ups and the cowboy hats, and they run the flags around the field after the Cowboys scored. I was walking in, and one of them did the drop from the fan that you guys just played here a second ago.
Oh, yes.
He goes, Kyle Yeomans. And I like, laughing. Like, I was, like, trying to get from point A to point B, so I started laughing and just kind of, like, waved at him as I was walking by. And I was going to say something on my way back out, but before I could get back down to the field was when Andrew Booth had the pick six. So as I was walking my way back down out to the field, they were running flags because they just scored a touchdown. So I never got to get a name. I never got to talk to the guy. Hopefully I'll see him tonight. I'll remember the face if he's out there. But it definitely made me laugh, and it made me think of you guys. I immediately texted Corey and was like, hey, they name dropped me. I was like, they're listening to the shows.
I love that. So I have a statement and a question for you.
Okay.
I want you to go ahead and start planning your life ahead next week for the Friday football feast. We will be at Uncle Julio's in Frisco, so obviously you should come hang out with us. And then for my question, do you think Brian Robinson Jr. is better than any of the running backs on the Cowboys roster?
I saw that trade a couple moments ago, and I'm not going to lie to you. I looked at it and I said, I would have given a 6-round pick for Brian Robinson to be here in Dallas. I would have made that move. Now, is the pricing the same from the 49ers than it would be for a division rival to take a running back like that? Probably not. It would have probably taken Dallas a little bit more. They would have had to pay that interdivisional, unwritten rule sort of tax to get the guy. But yeah.
But what is that, a fifth then?
Maybe it's a fifth-round pick. Maybe it's a fifth and a pick swap or something like that. Maybe you get a seventh back or something. Either way, I still think I would have at least entertained that option. And I'm entertaining any option right now across the board. I haven't been super impressed with the running backs, and that's not a secret. We said that on our podcast this week. I know Javonte Williams is the presumed starter, but with Jaden Blue being banged up, I think everybody else on this roster is under question going into tonight as to who do you feel more comfortable with. Is it the rookies? Is it the veteran? Doesn't really matter to me. I just don't think it's going to happen either, or it's not going to make me confident either way. It may be a time for Dallas to maybe look elsewhere and go find a veteran running back that they do trust giving significant carries to.
Are you confident that at some point this year we will have three cornerbacks on the field that are healthy that we all feel good about?
I would have said yes last year, and we didn't really have that happen at any point last year.
True.
Did we?
That's valid, yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm confident that at some point it'll come together. I'm really excited to see Revel. I want to see what he has. And yeah, of course, I've watched a lot of his tape. I do a lot of work in college football with the Americans, so I've seen Savone Revel play for a couple years there in East Carolina, and I've always loved his tape. So the fact that they ended up drafting him in the third round, I'm just chomping at the bit to see him back out there. And we know what Trayvon Diggs is to a certain extent, but this is the second time he's had a major rehab off of a major injury. So is there a drop-off from Trayvon Diggs, or can we expect a similar player out there on the boundary? I don't know if we can. And so either way, I feel confident with Bland. I feel confident with Elam at this point, which has been a saving grace for this defense.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's just like the running back position. There's one or two guys I feel good about. Everybody else is a big-time question mark.
Yeah, with Diggs, too, like the one thing that you knew was he had catch-up speed, or as Dion likes to say, he had that Lamborghini in him.
Yes, and I did see that.
Like, that's the thing that kind of concerns me the most is, you know, will he still have that part of his game? And that's a bit of a concern, but hopefully so. But Elam, what's been his best quality? Watching him has been a lot of fun because it feels like nobody's really getting much over on him. But I can't tell if it's the physicality or the stickiness. What is it you like the most about him?
Yeah, I think it's the stickiness, and I think it stems from film study. It seems like he's running routes for receivers. And, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of that against opposing teams. I know he got a series last week, and we saw him at times during that joint practice against the Rams earlier in training camp. But it's the way he's able to read and react quickly, which – I know when he was a former first-round pick and Buffalo took the chance on him, the athleticism was one of the big calling cards for him. It wasn't necessarily the film recognition and the quick reactions. We're seeing that in Dallas, so maybe that's part of the resurrection of his career. Maybe that's part of why a fresh spot for Elam to come in and play has been so beneficial, because he's actually dove into the film. And I talked with a couple guys, one notably, Keymon Hall, at one point after one of the practices in Oxnard, and he mentioned Elam as being a film buff. He said that's what he does. He goes and he studies and he's picking apart an offense so that way he knows where to be, and I think that's what we've seen through training camp, and hopefully it's something that doesn't just translate when he's playing against the Cowboys offense. Hopefully it's something he can take into opponents whenever that time comes around.
Yeah, that was actually, and for me, it was a bit of a surprise whenever Emmett in the documentary said about Dion, he was like, it wasn't his athleticism that was better than everybody else.
He was a student of the game.
And that part of it just was the ultimate difference, because, like you just said, running routes for receivers, showing them, I know what you're going to do before you even do it. That's important.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that part of the documentary, too. I thought that stood out, and when I was watching that, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds like what Keymon Hall said about Kyrie Elam.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, when I was watching the documentary, that was the first thing that popped in my head was, oh, I was like, I'm not comparing Kyrie Elam to Deion Sanders. Let's not get that wrong. But just the way that he was talking about it reminded me of that conversation that I had with Keymon, and hopefully that's something that either is it's going to continue and to keep that momentum rolling, but also hopefully it's contagious for the other guys in that secondary.
So I have only seen 6 of the 8 episodes of the Netflix documentary, but Don't you think it's great that Jerry has conquered over everything and really rarely ever done anything wrong? And he's just, he beat the NFL, he beat the oil wells, he beat Jimmy. He's the best, man.
it's called the gambler and his cowboys, and there's a lot of winning in that scenario, huh?
Yeah, interesting.
There's a reason why the name of the documentary was The Gambler. And, I mean, he took a lot of gambles. And I mean, I think if you were to ask Jerry and you were to ask that ask him about that, and I'll ask him a couple questions on the pregame show tonight about the docuseries and what he thought about it. But I think he would say he's won in life because of what he's done with the Cowboys. And it's hard to disagree with him. Now, the X's and O's side of things, I know, hasn't been the number one talking point of positivity for Jerry recently. But when you look at the entire body of work and what he's built the team into, I think he would say that he has won this whole scenario, and that's part of why the documentary is what it is.
Okay, so I 100% I agree with that. It's just, and again, I'll admit, I have two episodes left to go. I do not feel like they have maybe painted the most all-around picture of Jerry Jones and, like, some more of the problematic things that he's gone through.
Yeah, probably not. I think they probably either were told to stay away from that or just stayed away from it entirely. It's funny, you've watched six out of the eight. I'm going into the final episode, and I know there's a clip in the final episode that has Jerry talking to the Rams ownership, and he's talking about, oh, I don't have the guts to trade Dak Prescott the way that you guys
he said
traded.
Balls.
Yeah, I know, but I'm on the radio. I want to be clean here.
I got you. I'll take care of it for you.
yeah, you guys take care of that for me. I appreciate it. He's like, I don't have that to trade Dak the same way that you guys traded Goff to go get Matthew Stafford. And so maybe there is a little bit of that at the back end of his tenure or his career. But, yeah, you're right. It's a lot of triumph through the first six or seven episodes of this thing. And to be fair, I mean, that if you're talking about the timeline, the triumph was there all the way through the 90s, and they were the team of the 90s. So I get it. But they hit a lot of that and not a lot of the recency stuff that I think you could have some criticism around.
Can I ask you one more somewhat sarcastic question?
Please. That's all I ask.
This one's more about the NFL. Aren't you glad that the NFL has finally realized that the biggest issue they have with their officials is not throwing enough taunting penalties? Are you really stoked that they have figured out that that's the biggest issue that's been holding their officials back?
Yeah, right. And figuring out that they got the arrow back. Like, now you can do the bow and arrow again.
Yes,
another one. Just let the guys play. Let the guys have some fun. They work their butts off all day long, all year long. If they score a touchdown in a league that it's hard to score a touchdown in, let them have some fun. And I think you're right. They need to realize that a little more quickly next time.
And the other one is, as long as you're not impeding that player, like, getting up. Like, if you sack the quarterback and you're literally standing over the quarterback so they can't get up, I totally get how you get a flag. If you're standing, like, off to the side so you have to look at that person as you get up off the turf because they sacked you,
right.
I think that should be fine.
Oh, he took him to the ground. He looked at him the wrong way. Let's throw a flag.
Just give him another.
It's weak at times. It really is. But, hey, that's the world we live in here and there.
That is, just give them another reason to have something subjective that is very ambiguous.
Yeah.
They can't really, it was a flag. Well, Kyle, thank you very much for your time, man. We will talk with you again next week. Real football getting ready to start after tonight.
Do you think I convinced him to come to Frisco?
Go ahead, try. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
We're going to be in Frisco. I'm sorry. Let me try this again. I'll tell you what. I will scale down my sarcastic questions 50% if you show up in person at Julio's.
Uncle Julio's.
Well, I'm close to him, so I just call it Julio's. If you want to come out in Frisco and come hang out with us, we would love that.
Can you actually ramp up the sarcastic questions times two if I get out there? I would rather that.
Well, you know what, jackass? I bet I can.
Okay. All right.
That was an example. That was an example, Kyle.
Have a good one tonight,
Kyle.
Have a good game. All right, man.
I'll see you guys next week in person at Uncle Julio's.
There we go. Awesome. Kyle Yeomans will join us next week in person.
That was just an example, Corey, to show him I could do the sarcasm.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I got NFL fun rankings for you. Or more NFL overreaction or reality. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Third and goal. A quick throw to Terry McLaurin. Caught it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. His second and a half.
Hope you guys all get a chance to reach out and touch faith today. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan, live from Freebirds in Addison. Want to remind everybody, pregame for Cowboys Falcons tonight gets going at 6 o'clock, and we'll get the game underway at 7:07, I do believe, right here on 105 through the Fan, your home of the Dallas Cowboys and the 2023 World Series champion Texas Rangers. We're going to get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes. But, Corey, It looks like you got something on your mind.
Yeah, Kevin, I wanted to – there's a sport. I don't know if you've heard. It's the fastest-growing sport in youth sports out there.
Don't do this.
It is lacrosse. And
all right, look, just
– you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Just real quick. Almost went full Dale Hansen right there.
Just real
you know,
quick.
You know, what I don't understand is... I heard that at least every 2 weeks for the 7.5 years I worked at the newspaper, I got a call about how lacrosse was the fastest growing youth sport there is. And I'm not disputing that at a time that was true.
I don't think
you can be the fastest growing like 7 consecutive years and still like not be the size of the NFL or something.
Okay, I understand that. I understand that, Kevin. Now, here's the thing. You know what America's really good at? You know what they're really great at right now? That is lacrosse. That is true. We are amazing. Yes, we are, Kevin.
I'm really asking.
We just destroyed England, all right? We destroyed England at halftime.
Hold on. Will you read that headline? That headline is tremendous.
USA Lacrosse just delivered England the worst ass-kicking since 250 years ago in the Revolutionary War.
That is a quality
headline. At halftime, the score was 16-0. The final was 26-0, I do believe.
Oh, actually, my apologies.
It was 22, so we only scored... We only scored a few. Actually, no, my bad. 26-0 was the final score. Now, if you're asking, well, hold on, is England any good at lacrosse?
I don't care if you beat somebody in a singular goal sport, 26-0. You're badass.
The United States is number one. Canada two. I learned how to say this morning.
Howden Sonia?
Yeah, something like that. They're number three. Australia four. Japan five. England six. So they're the six best in the world.
England is the sixth, and we beat them 26-0.
Now, Kevin, if you're asking about how this tournament's going, which you weren't, but I'm going to tell you, the U.S. beat Canada 7-6 on August 16th. That's really a close game right there, because then they beat the HAU team 14-3. Then Australia 18-1. Then England's 26-0, and then the H team again 19-5. And now they have Canada coming up on Sunday, where they're going to be squaring off. So U.S. lacrosse, Kevin, if you want to say, you know what, I want to get behind something dominant, it's U.S. men's lacrosse.
Okay.
There you go.
This might be a question too far.
Okay.
Have you fallen in love with, like, any of the players yet? Are you going to say, like, Dobber Johnson is the best at his job or
Dude,
whatever?
Dobber Johnson.
I just made that up.
Is not a real name. Okay. Is what I was going to say.
What? Okay.
So, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. I really
No, I'm just letting everybody know how good we are at
this. Oh, okay.
I just want people to know. Because, look, if we may not be good at men's soccer, all right? But if we can hold a stick in our hand, we're good at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, mostly, mostly.
Using our feet, not a big deal. But throwing something, using a stick, we're all right.
Okay, thanks, Corey. Really appreciate your lacrosse update. Hopefully, we'll start talking more lacrosse.
That was the only one.
I just want to make sure we're not going to dive super hard into Panther City.
You know what? Monday, I'll keep an eye on what happened, and then we'll find out what happens with Panther City, Kevin. All right? Sound like a deal?
All right.
I'm sure there's one guy at our station that's very interested in this lacrosse conversation.
Okay. Now, I was going to do the fun rankings in the NFL. We can still do that here, or I can quick hit some more NFL overreaction reality for you.
I love fun, but NFL overreaction reality is fun too, so I'm down with that.
Okay. All right. Alec, overreaction reality. You would take Philly and Detroit over the rest of the conference to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
You get those two teams, and then Corey gets the other 14.
Okay. It's ironic that you gave me Philly because we know that Corey's an undercover Philly fan.
Come on. True. You got to stop this.
Might think KG's better than Dirk.
No, I don't really. I'm just trying to be honest.
Man, spicy opinions today.
Corey, I think you're living a double life. But I do think I would take those two teams over the field, if we're being honest. And it would be the Eagles that I would lean more towards, just because I don't know what the Lions' consistency is going to look like with the turnover and the coaching staff. So, yeah, I think the Eagles alone, just because there was not much turnover on the roster, I'd take them.
I think based on what you believe very strongly is that the Eagles, if they're going to win it, they're going to have to win it out of the wild card. And
I'm telling you, man, weird stuff happens in the NFC East. You could tell me all day why the Eagles should win the division again, and I hear you. But it's like 21 years or something. Some weird crap happens every time, and they'll be the wild card and still be really good. I can't explain
I'll take the field. I like the field. I'll take it.
Okay. This feels like a bet we might be able to make happen then. All right. Overreaction or reality? Now, hear this out, because I know you're going to say this is a boring franchise. Cam Ward will transform the boredom that is the Titans as a rookie.
reality.
Oh!
I still think for a long time they just all looked slow. But did you hear what he said about Simmons afterwards? They were like, hey, so what did you learn from that? And he goes, he's strong as S. And so that, like, that part right there is already fun enough.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that part of it. I think he's going to bring a different type of attitude. And he's a fun player to watch, so get ready for that. Titans.
Yeah, I'd say reality as well, because he's a freakish athlete when it comes to passing the football, and the off-script plays, I think, alone are going to end up making SportsCenter and the NFL's Twitter page and stuff, so people are going to start paying attention more just because of the highlight culture of it all.
Okay, man, I did not expect both of you guys to be on the same page.
Your face.
All right, thank you until that part for engaging in some mini NFL overreaction or reality for me. And now
can I ask a question before we get there, Kevin?
Yes.
NFL overreaction or reality, is this something that's going to stick around to the season?
Yes.
Oh, I love it, dude. I've really enjoyed the summer of overreaction or reality.
Okay, just remember, not all of the questions are opinions that I hold. They're just questions sometimes. Now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today? Hopefully enjoying lots of burritos and having lots of fun.
I just got three texts about lacrosse, by the way. So, like,
that's right.
Like, three people just texted me personally to talk about lacrosse.
I'll make it four.
Panther City's no longer playing, Kevin, unfortunately.
Oh, well, how can that be?
Because
this is the fastest growing sport in the universe.
Man.
Thank you, Alex.
Do you think it's because we didn't support them enough?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Okay, for extra Forgiveness Friday, I'm sorry, Panther City, that we did not support the team more.
I forgive me.
Okay.
That sounds kind of easy. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program. And I highlight that because I get plenty of DMs about timestamps from other shows. And trust me, I see them and I go back and listen. And I do put them in my library if they're useful. But they do not qualify for this segment. So please keep sending them. I appreciate it.
Good
because
man.
Then I've got ammo for if anytime somebody tries to cross me the wrong way on another show, I've got
dude,
ammo.
Holy crap.
Telling you, dude, silent assassin, bro.
Exactly. I've got ideas. But I do have a tradition as well. Picking on people who are not here to defend themselves. And we have two of those people that meet those qualifications. Of course, it feels like every week this time of the year. Mickey Spagnuolo or Eric Chiafalo.
Ooh, go to Eric Chiafalo because Mickey is turning into the Shohei Ohtani Masterpiece of the Week. You can always count on him to give you something one way or another.
He is, but I also feel like in moments exactly like this, Eric is trying to give me content. He said this.
The girls got crazy with it today, and I was like, you know what? Fine. Because that means I just get to kind of
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I hear.
So I'm very conflicted.
Yeah, me too.
Because that is clearly a hilarious thing that you just played. However,
we also saw him get in trouble once talking about.
Oh, so yeah.
We don't want to get him in any more trouble.
See,
in life. Yeah.
But this was about his daughter.
Yeah.
So I'm hesitant to laugh too much, though. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the way you've
cut it up
is tremendous.
He knew after he said it what happened. And he knows this show. He listens. He knew exactly what was going down.
All right.
I like it, though.
He enjoys it just as much as we do, I promise. Mickey. Oh,
you should go ahead and mark that out.
You know I don't do that. Actually, I do have an entrant from myself this week because it's not super incriminating. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Anyways, I don't want to play this one after you said that because it ironically kind of segues. Mickey said this.
Just when you think you're deep, then you suffer an injury and it's like, oh, not so deep anymore.
Yeah, that happens.
Dude,
the hell's Mickey doing
here's
on these airwaves,
here's what's
man.
Great about this is in real time, Kevin could not get to the button fast enough to tell Alec to mark that. I watched it happen in real time, and I was right there with you because I heard it too. And you can go back and watch the video. I smiled real big when it happened. Mm-hmm. But Kevin was like, oh, my gosh, I got to make sure we get this one. And, you know, injuries do happen in those moments.
Like
what moments?
Cramp up. You ever cramped up before? It's the worst for you.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah.
I had to keep going, though.
Yeah, you got to fight through it.
Cool.
Hydrate.
All right. Well, I feel like I have the power to move this in a different direction, but Mickey is not going to allow me to because he said this.
There's more to it than just the package, right?
Dude, you're so right.
I'm telling you, man.
He is the Babe Ruth of this.
Unstoppable. And it wasn't until you guys pointed this out, because I remember the first time you were like, Mickey's here, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
But now that you said that.
It's like every week he uses like four or five of these, and we got to pare them down.
I feel like he's secretly in on the bit, and if we ever ask him, he's gonna deny it. He's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm in the locker room talking to players. Then I can't listen. I don't know what that is." But he knows. He has to know because he has at least one entry every week.
Mm-hmm.
It amazes me. Corey
Chiafalo's proud of him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Corey. We're gonna pick on you because we have a lot to pick on this week. Most of it from one segment, but we're gonna start. With this.
That's really far. I'm only 15.
Okay. I don't know what I was talking about.
That is not good.
Yes.
That is not good.
Why was I only 15?
Well,
crap.
When did you start dating your wife?
Oh, jeez.
We were 18. I was 17 whenever we started dating. Yes,
okay, thank
and
God
she
for
was
that.
17 as well. She's the, like 3 months younger than me.
Okay,
so yeah, we're good.
Corey, does it make it better or worse when I tell you that you said that during a live spot for Freebirds?
Oh, Oh yeah, that's right. Because my buddy, he went down to A&M where Freebirds originated. I'm gonna say that was the first one I ever heard of. So in my mind, that's where it originated. And he was like, hey, I got this gigantic burrito, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want a burrito. And he wouldn't give me a burrito, and he wouldn't even let me have a bite of the burrito. I mean, because
you're only 15.
He was like,
is there an age limit for eating a burrito?
No, he said you have to go down there and get your own.
Oh,
and he said until you do that, I'll never let you have a bite of a burrito. And I was like, fine, but I can't drive because I'm only 15.
Yeah.
Didn't have a hardship.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm. Well, Kevin.
That sounded like a fake explanation.
You know, we have kind of like subgenres for Masterpiece of the Week.
Yes.
And I just love when Kevin makes a very profound point that you can't confirm or deny, but he totally stands on it. He said this.
You make the best cow noise.
That's true. I did not know, like, Corey and I have known each other for 19 years. It wasn't until, like, the last year that I knew that he had an epic cow noise.
Epic at that.
It is true.
It is. It is. You've heard it. It's tremendous.
I used to speak to the cows on the ranch, you know, to get them to move out of the way. That's how I learned it. Yeah, we had to communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
Wow. You hear the bass in that? That's really good.
There's a lot going on there. I did say that I had something from myself, and again, I'm only playing it because I don't think it's anything crazy that's going to get me in trouble, but I feel like it's a valid point. You should not be trying to pay your bills off of the Little League World Series.
That's a good-ass point. So
I think that's just a good definitive thing to say right there.
I had a writer at the newspaper, sports writer, and we asked him one day if he had a gambling problem. Because it seemed like he might have had a gambling problem. And he said,
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, no, he said, I don't have a gambling problem because I never lose. And that just felt like the start of a story that then you see him like living on the streets and you're like, but how did I get here?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's that moment. So, yeah,
that's me.
Don't gamble on the Little League World Series.
That's right. And Kevin,
openly.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Offshore. Kevin, you have another entry for where you're just making a very profound point, and I don't know what it means.
It kind of sucks when you're like being a pilot.
Hold on. What was the rest of that?
I don't know.
That's it. Like, you literally had like a 2.5 second pause after that.
You hate pilots. That's wild.
No, I love.
No wonder you're always trying to call the female pilots pilots.
Okay, so hear me out on that.
Oh,
there's a time. Remember, they would be like, oh, he's a comedian. And then she'd be like, she's a comedian.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, but why don't they call the female pilots pilots then? Like, why don't we do that? It was the same thing that would get me confused in high school sports. Like, because you got Plano East, Duncanville, you've got all these different schools that have, like, the Panthers mm-hmm. as their mascot.
And the Pantherettes.
And, yeah, but at one of the schools, they would be the Lady Panthers.
Uh-huh.
And at another one, they would be the Pantherettes. And you're like, we can't get some sort of uniformity on this?
Nope. Everybody's trying to be different, bro.
Pilots are great. I appreciate that they got me back from Germany alive.
From the 3-2-1 pilot here, you better watch out on your next flight.
Do you think there are pilots that have really great personalities, but they're stifled at work, and every time they're like, we are 32,000 feet up in the air. If you look onto the right side, you'll see the Rocky Mountains. Do you think they're ever concerned that they, like, I think that's part of the job training, is you have to talk like that. And then they have their wacky flight attendant up front that's going to make the safety video fun.
I've heard some funny pilots before on those flights where they'll crack some jokes, and you're like, man, I wish I was actually listening instead of got my earbuds in.
Yeah, you're already watching old episodes of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Somebody said I'm a pilot, and we do call them pilots.
There you go.
Next time.
Well, all right. We got time for maybe a couple more, and I'm going to warn you, Corey, this is all about you, and this is all from one segment and really like one 30-second part of a segment. Corey, you said this.
I am your ideal woman, 6'8", 250 pounds of pure muscle.
I get it.
And that's how you make another great dominant center in the NBA.
Have you ever dated someone that could just kick everybody's ass. Because I, like, see the appeal of just dating someone. You're like, that's fine. She'll take care of it. And that, like, that lady would just beat your ass.
So I'm married to a woman that I know will go tell people things. You know, like, if my silverware is dirty, it's like, this silverware is dirty. We need it fixed. You know, that kind of thing. Not Karen style, but just look, hey, we deserve the good quality stuff whenever we're paying the good quality money.
Yeah.
Huh. I like that. I'm writing that one down. And last one before we vote real quick, Corey, thanks for the PSA.
I cannot read and do not want to learn.
It sounded like I was reading that, so that's even weirder.
See, I like that. There's people in life who's like, I'm going to fix you. And this person's like, I don't know
don't
how to
try
read.
Try to fix
and
me.
I'm not interested. That's a great one. Obviously, I'm going to vote for Corey at the age of 15 because this feels like a cautionary tale for us all.
That's really far. I'm only 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very far.
First base is it, mister.
I'm voting for the 6'8" woman.
Oh,
yes.
What a turn. Okay.
I am your ideal woman. 6'8", 250 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah, declarative.
Alec, I don't know if you should change your life or what you're looking for based off of this, but if you started dating a 6'8", ass-kicking woman, I think that would be the coolest thing ever.
And you know what? Because you said that, I think we have a winner.
I am your ideal woman. 6'8", 250 pounds of pure muscle.
You changed my mind. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Thanks,
gonna go out in the town and try to find somebody that is 6'8".
It feels like at the gym is a good place to start, right?
There you go, yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Swinging a high drive, well-hit ball deep into left. Langford going back. He runs out of real estate. That one's over the bullpen. A well-struck ball by Nick Lofton for his fourth home run of the year. He gives Kansas City a 1-0 lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. I want to thank Freebirds for making this happen all day long in Addison. It has been a blast. And right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is it today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you lonely at all, Gavin Dawson?
Are you lonely?
Are you at the studio while the rest of the team is at the stadium?
Well, no, we got Lucius Alexander here. We got your guy Alec Medford. Of course, the office ace, Tim Collins, throwing heat down the hall. Might step into the batter's box, see what we can do here. It's not quite as busy as usual. And by the way, I don't mind the silence, as you might know, Hagee. So there's trade-offs. But the good news is I'm not totally alone. That would kind of freak me out.
He's blaming me for this, guys. Don't worry about it. It's cool. We have a really good show planned today from the stadium and from the studio.
Pure gold as always. Man. Thanks for asking.
Nice.
Speaking of,
and you're right, Dawson. By the way,
speaking of from the stadium, you three fine gentlemen who are at the stadium, is there a particular player or aspect of the game that you're most looking forward to this evening?
Blue.
It's got to be blue.
Yeah, I could see that.
Got to be blue. And after what John Machota was talking about with Joe Milton this morning with Sean and RJ, where he just feels like this is going to be a game where Joe Milton is not trying to learn how to do quarterbacking from the pocket and things of that nature. He's just going to kind of go balls to the wall and treat this like a game that he's really trying to win, which I expect that means probably a little bit more running from Joe Milton, and maybe you see him settle in a little bit earlier in this game and make a couple of better throws. But yeah, it's got to be Jaden Blue and the first time we get a chance to see him.
Kind of interested to see what's going to happen with the secondary and how they're going to place maybe with some of the young guys. Are we down to the point of the 53 where if you keep six cornerbacks, who's number five and who's number six? And then how are they using those guys? I'm also interested to see if Sam Williams plays tonight, because I feel like that Sam Williams might be a guy. If you talk about potential tradable commodities, Tolbert, Sam Williams are two guys. If they're kind of on the bubble, if you're thinking about some guys that, might be guys that you maybe will move on from, just a thought. That those might be, talking to guys around the league, that seems to be the two players that the gang of seven are looking at right now.
You know what I'm going to be looking for, Heggie? Speaking of
Please
lonely.
Please tell me. Please tell me.
Did you notice at the practices, like, Micah Parsons is always just kind of standing by himself? If Trayvon Diggs doesn't come socialize with him, like, nobody else really messes with the dude. I wonder if that has a bearing on, you know, the negotiations.
Is Micah going to be there tonight?
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if he's there tonight after he scrubbed all of his Cowboys social media stuff.
It's a hell of a scrub.
Well, he was in L.A. for the game, and then he was here for the Ravens game. My assumption is that he will be, but if he wants to play against Philadelphia, he needs to show up on Monday morning with helmet and cleats in hand, and be ready to go to work.
He's known as the Lion, but I would maybe think of changing that to Lone Wolf.
Ooh. Oh,
one man wolf pack right there.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Brian Robinson Jr. by chance is better than all of the running backs the Cowboys have?
Probably.
Maybe. Like, I'm interested about with Blue because of the explosiveness he plays with. Robinson at one time was kind of a guy that was really good between the tackles, can make people miss. I don't know if he's explosive, Blue. He catches the ball like Blue. Blitz
fumbles the
stuff.
Ball like Blue.
Yeah, there's some similarities with the guys. I just don't think that's something that they're going to. I think they're going to look at this group that they currently have and say, okay, we have to figure this. But this running back room is the one that I have the most. That I don't know the best. That I don't know how they're going to play it, because coming out of camp, I kind of felt like, well, Sanders gives you explosiveness. Blue gives you explosive. Williams could be third down catch it guy. But then Moff is in the picture. But then someone tells me, well, don't put Moff in that 53 yet, Brian. That kind of thing. So I have a lot of questions about really how this thing is going to shake out for them.
Now, we know it's pure gold, as always. Anything else we need to know about the program today, Dawson?
Oh, yeah. We have Nick Harris coming up at 4 o'clock, and we have the latest on, you know, Micah and the Rangers right out of the gates here coming up to start the show off.
All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation leading you into Cowboys-Falcons right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Corey.
Take a night, Kevin.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.